Welcome back
to the Rose Pricks Podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Watch What Crappens Bravo podcast. And here I am with my gorgeous and talented little friend, Stephanie Wilder Taylor of For Crying Out Loud.
Ronnie, I have missed you so much.
You know,
it's crazy.
It's really insane that friendships can really only be deep if we continue doing shows. I mean, what the hell?
I know. So this is really more about us and our deep connection than it is about these fools.
Yes. And the Bachelorette's coming back. And I happen to be in New York right now. So I'm in a hotel bed. And what better place to talk about the male whores that are about to grace us with their presence?
Is no better place. And so somebody sent me this thing that was from Vulture about some of the cast members. And they literally just pulled a few answers from their little questionnaires. And I could not wait to talk to you about the cast because some of these guys are completely out of their minds. I feel like we should have a bonus episode with whoever does the casting for this show because these guys they seem dangerous. Like, I cannot believe that. I hope Rachel Lindsay gets to read the questionnaires because it's insane. And I think we should just go through them.
Let's go through them. I mean, I didn't read that link that you sent me because I really need to wait when I can judge a person's
you're gonna be surprised.
Entire look. You know what I mean? Like, my first thing scrolling down this ABC cast page is Claw Bangs. I mean, Claw Bangs. You know, in the South, my mother made both me and my sister grow up with Claw Bangs. It's a horrifying experience. She had us painted at Dillard's. There was like a guy who was doing portraits and my mom is like fake fancy. And we still have these horrible fucking paintings from Dillard's in our house of us with Claw Bangs. And I'm horrified. I'm traumatized when I see them. And they're on at least 60% of this cast.
So if you're listening to this and this is just our casting, just scroll through with us because you have to see it to love it. Are you talking about Alex?
I'm talking about all of them. That was just my macro.
What's the crazy? Well, so, here's the weird thing is this is this new thing where they do a side part, like a way to the side, and then it's like a side pompadour.
Yeah.
It looks insane.
That's not good. Was the other way?
Okay,
Adam. There's so much hair gel in the world that people are still trying to figure out different ways of creating things with it instead of just, you know what, just comb your hair. How about wash and condition your hair? And then just comb it, guys. Like, why does this have to be so hard? Okay, so our first guy is Adam.
Adam, 27, real estate agent. He's 6'2". He has no tattoos.
If this guy was a girl, he would look kind of like a hedgehog girl. But because he's a guy, he can have facial hair and it makes it make more sense. Does that make sense? He's kind of a hedgehog.
It does. You know, and here's the problem. The guys on this cast this season are so unattractive that this guy's actually not bad.
Oh my God, I hear your little baby back there. What's she doing?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
With the dog.
This is what happens, you guys. Babies come from The Bachelorette.
Working mom, exactly. Typical Saturday night. Well, if it's not with my couch, then I would go out with some friends for dinner and go out to a bar or club for drinks, maybe late night tacos. This guy is completely just a normal guy.
Well, his movie choices are terrible. Transformers, no. Like, how old are you? Get a job. The Pursuit of Happiness, that Will Smith movie where he refuses to spell happiness properly. So, no. And The Wolf of Wall Street, which is all about dudes screwing people over and banging, you know, hot chicks with implants.
Yeah. Okay, but here's the thing. As you scroll down, that is going to make this look like he's the greatest pick ever, because when you get down here, keep going past, do you consider yourself athletic, and read what's the most romantic present you've ever received and why.
Threesome. It was my birthday. I'm assuming he's not talking about the Kevin Smith movie. Is that called Threesome? What the hell is wrong with this person?
Yeah,
a threesome.
That's I'm sure Rachel's just gonna be like, oh, he's amazing. That is romantic.
Do you have
what
a serious
an asshole?
Do you have a serious
Why
fear?
You...
Look, if you couldn't tell he was an asshole after his favorite movies are Transformers, The Pursuit of Happiness, and The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, so he's out.
It's like Maya Angelou says, someone tells you who they are in the first 5 minutes. Listen to them.
Yeah. Someone tells, it's like Maya Angelou said, somebody tells you are in their bachelorette questionnaire. Listen to them.
And then if a guy who likes threesomes and like Transformers, and then do you have a serious fear of any kind of animal? And he says snakes and spiders. Oh my God. I love that they're asking the bachelors this.
But not social diseases. He's fine with that. Okay. Next we have Alex.
Okay. This is Alex, the side pompadour. Yeah.
This has the side pompadour. I mean, I got to disqualify him on this insane hair alone, except that it seems like a lot of late 20s guys have this exact same hair. So I don't know what to say.
And this guy is also not late 20s. He's 35 if he's a day. And you can tell not only by his face, which is very cute, by the way, Alex, but not only his face, but the fact that he says he's 28, because that's L.A. for 35. We all know it.
Okay, but Ronnie, go down to what are your three worst attributes?
Let me see. Three best attributes. Adaptable, logical, fun.
Yeah, but now read his three worst.
Selfish, unemotional, and unapologetic. Well, nothing says unapologetic like that haircut, Al.
He listed himself as selfish and unemotional. This is a guy who will never, ever have a job, because when you have an interview and they ask you for your weaknesses, you have to give them something that's actually a strength. You have to go, I'm too much of a perfectionist.
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
can't stop working on something until it's done to perfection.
I can't stop trying to please my customers. All I need in life is a smile from other people. Is that so wrong?
Can't seem to get a work-life balance. I'm just too hard a worker. You don't go, I'm unemotional. I'm a serial killer.
Oh, my
Sorry.
God.
Sorry.
You guys.
And I'm also adaptable, logical, and fun.
Who is your favorite artist? The Rock.
Oh, my God. So this one. Oh, my God. So this one was one of the ones listed in the Vulture. And it wasn't even for his three worst attributes. It was for, read, who are your top three favorite groups, artists, and why?
Coldplay, Beatles, dot, dot, dot. Can't really think of a third one. Music isn't a big part of my life.
I'm too busy being a serial killer.
Do you think this pompadour pomps itself? Okay, also his ears come out really far, which you know I love a handlebar. And then his teeth all, they don't lay down straight. They lay inward. So it's like he's like a pencil sharpener, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
and
so
also
moving on.
He shaves the middle of his eyebrows with a big straight razor, and it doesn't make sense with the lines of his face. Like, get your eyes. I mean, look, no one's gonna hate you because you're Italian / Persian or whatever, but be prepared with some tweezers and some back wax. You know, just know yourself, know thyself. That's all I'm saying.
I promise you, that guy is going to kill somebody. So we have bigger fish to fry than his facial hair. He's gonna kill somebody, Ronnie.
Okay. The next guy is Anthony.
By the way, he's an education software manager, this new guy, Anthony, which I think is going to be the new, like, personal trainer. Like, I think everyone's going to be something with internet software. Like, because you – isn't that what Nick – you know, Nick from Bachelor, isn't that what he's in some kind of – it's just such a loosey-goosey kind of thing.
I thought he was in, like, sales. Now that guy is selling that guy is like selling hair product and shit online. That guy really turned out to be a winner. Oh, well, we'll talk about him on the next episode. So yeah, education software manager. So I don't know what that means. So who would you describe more as the, who cares? Let's see. Best attributes. I'm reliable, okay. Self-sufficient, emotionally intelligent. Oh my God, somebody watched The Bachelorette. Emotional intelligence, emotional intelligence, emotional intelligence.
Okay, this guy is the most outrageous thing you've ever done. This guy understands how to do a job interview. He knows how to fill out a questionnaire. This is the most outrageous thing he's ever done. Taking a job to teach English in Indonesia with minimal preparation.
Dude, the guy with backwards teeth said he ate a live salamander. And you're taking a job to teach English in Indonesia with minimal preparation. Good luck with your one episode on this show.
What is your greatest achievement to date? Getting a Fulbright grant to teach in the Ivory Coast. He'll be off on the first show.
Yeah. She's like, I really want a smart, responsible man. And then she'll pick the guy who eats a live salamander with pompadour hair on the side. I have to
Like, this
say.
guy is, I like this guy. What is your favorite all-time book and why? Tough.
The most recent is The Wind Up Bird Chronicle by Haruki Murakami. It's like a dream I don't want to wake up from. Oh my God. Okay, this guy knows what he's doing. Why is he on this show?
Yep,
His top three
I
favorite
know.
movies are The Iron Giant, The Matrix, and Moonlight, which is the black gay movie. Now, I don't know if this is saying I'm just very open-minded and emotionally intelligent, or I suck dick sometimes. But whatever it is, I like him. He's nice. And I
I
like that
like
he's
him.
bold enough to shave his head, even though it's shaped like that. Because it is
Yep.
like he does have a mini cone head. But you know what? You're educated. I like you. You're smart. You're semi-cute. You're going to be gone in a day. Okay, who's next?
Oh God, Blake E.
Ew, why does everybody named Blake look like this?
Okay, this is not good.
Have you
He's
ever met someone
31.
named Blake that doesn't look like this fucking guy? He's like a blonde guy, blonde hair, blue eyed, trying to do. He's mixing the side pompadour with like conservative congressman hair.
Yes.
And he's got a multicolored ginger beard, which he trims. He's got a beard. Yeah, I'm not sure, but I like this guy.
He's
I would
kind of
let this
like,
guy blow me.
he's like, I might come and like be able to switch out all your doorknobs, or I'll just, I don't know. He's, look at his occupation. His occupation, he actually lists this. This is not a hot, he actually lists his occupation as aspiring drummer.
Yes, I figured, Blake.
That's not an occupation, that's a red flag.
I mean, really, aspiring drummer, are you waiting to get an apartment that people don't complain about the noise? Like, what? Get on it, dude.
He says, what's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Getting great and get engaged to a crazy girl. Oh, okay. This is the best. This is in the Vulture thing. If you could watch any movie right now, what would it be and why? The new 50 Shades of Grey movie, because I love taboo, sexy stuff.
Yeah, that's so
What is
taboo.
wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
What are your three worst attributes? Sensitivity. Sensitivity is one of his worst three attributes. Procrastination and patience.
Oh my
He's like, you
God.
know what, guys? Girls really hate my sensitivity and my patience. What the fuck is
Oh
wrong
my
with
God.
people?
Okay,
So this
this
guy's a
guy needs to go
loser.
away on the first day.
Yeah, but
He's such a loser.
I feel like this is the guy. He's like a two beer queer. So I feel like this guy is totally going to be giving blowjobs at like 3 in the morning when the cameras turn off.
Yeah, the guy he's going to be giving one to is coming up. I'm not going to tell you which one until we get to him. But let's move to Blake K, who's our I think he might be Asian, but I'm not sure, but he is way too coiffed. He's wearing a V-neck t-shirt. He's got a lot of hair gel.
Yeah.
His occupation is US Marine veteran. So his occupation is being a veteran?
Well, does he help dolphins, or was he like an actual fighting marine? Because if he's helping dolphins, we have to respect him. And if he just means like the veteran where like he's a patriot, you still have to respect him. Like, what the hell can we even say about this guy? I will say this. He doesn't save his money because he's coming on TV. And I have this Old Navy shirt. It was $5 on sale. Like, you need to up your game. Rachel is going to recognize the Old Navy shade patterning on your shirt, Blake. Also, this is immediately a Ronnie is wrong because I'm wrong about most things. His name is Blake, and he looks nothing like the normal Blake. So, way to fuck me over, Bachelorette cast layout.
I don't even know. I'm not sure what.
You're cutting out a little bit. Are you there? God bless
I'm
it.
here and I'm on the I've got a connection, internet connection, a good one.
Everybody, just in case this sounds like we're talking on the phone, it's because we are. Okay. So this guy, also, I don't know whether to kill him or myself for this answer. If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? The Rock.
This is the Rock is our new Dolphin.
The Rock is the new Dolphin. Oh, this guy. If you were on a
You were
desert
stranded.
island, what would it be made of?
Chipotle, because Chipotle is my life. Okay, next.
That
Hold
just
on.
means
We
you
got to
have the
get rid of
shits. You know Chipotle is known for food poisoning now, right, Blake K? A desert
Blake is.
island? Who wrote this? Who wrote this questionnaire if you were stranded on a
He's.
desert island? Come on, guys.
Okay. Okay. I mean, why didn't he say cheesecake? Oh, okay. Brady is 29. Oh my God. His occupation is male model. Please, Ronnie, take these guys away. What are they doing?
Brady, oh my God. Now this is claw hair. You see what I mean by claw bangs?
Yes.
This is claw bangs.
Yes.
But this guy is doing like a new twist on claw bangs where he's making them like wave, like a curl wave at the top, and then he highlights his hair. Oh my God. And look, do you recognize this pattern? Because I just taught it to you. Look at his shirt. What is that? That's Old
Yes.
Navy shading. I'm telling you. What are you people
Yes.
doing? Why are you showing up to the Bachelorette wearing $5 shirts? This girl is a lawyer. Make an effort. Fucking male model.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What's the most romantic present you've ever received and why? Lululemon sweatpants. She knew the way to my heart is cuddling on the couch in well-made, high-quality sweats. I hate you. I hate you. What is wrong with that guy?
But Steph, he also says things. Well, he's read a book, and he picked Crazy Love by Francis Chan. Puts life into perspective and reminds you of what's important. Okay, I'm impressed because that's not, that's not like, I don't know, Sidney Sheldon or something I'd read. What do you do for fun in your hometown? Go to the beach, go to the lake, golf, go sledding, go tackle snowmen. I kind of like him.
I know, but he's a male model.
Well, you
He's not
know.
he, he's not here for the right reasons, Ronnie.
I know, but male model, I'm 41 now, and I've learned that male model means I really just need someone to tell me I'm okay, and I'll move in with you for a while and like make out with you and stuff if you just like pat me on the head and, tell me I'm a worthy human being. That's what being a male model means. So, you know what I say? Come over, I'll fix your claw bangs, and I'll teach you how to make mac and cheese from scratch, okay?
All right. Let's move on to Brian because he's 37, so we can take him a little more seriously. He's a
Brian.
chiropractor. He's next.
Well, that's a rip-off job.
Yeah, that's true.
Chiropractic isn't real. What do you call it? Chiropractic. I'm
What I like
like
is this is
literally
what are
stupid
what
right
are
now.
what are your three best attributes? He gave a lot. Affectionate, passionate, personable, charming, funny, kind, good heart, humble.
Counting.
I gave him the humble part because get it.
But you didn't mention affectionate slash. He put a slash between everything. Affectionate slash passionate,
Yeah.
comma, personable slash charming slash funny, comma, kind slash
Except
good
for
heart.
yeah, he doesn't understand commas because everything has a slash except for funny, comma, kind,
Because he's trying to
and then good
answer,
heart.
he's trying to make three things. So he's like affectionate, passionate, personable, charming, funny. What an idiot. So you say you're a country or city person. City. If you could be someone else for a day, who would it be? Bill Gates. You know what? That's a good answer. Right? I mean, he's rich as
Yeah,
hell,
that is good.
and he like pretends he like cares about scurvy. I mean, I'm for this guy. What's your favorite flower, orchid? What's your favorite television show, Sports Center? Okay, I'm done with him. I'm done with him. And if you
Yeah.
try and sell me pills made out of silver and tell me that that's going to fix my blood pressure, you can go suck a dick, Brian. Okay? Chiropractor. I've fallen for your beans before.
Oh my God. Okay. Now we're on Bryce.
Do you recognize the
Bryce.
pattern? At this point, I'm thinking they were all given shirts to wear because look at this one. Look at it. Old
This
Navy shading.
guy looks like an elf. Look at his face. What he something is wrong with him. First of all, the hair. No. Second of all, he has pointy ears like a little elf face. Like he's gonna sneak down your chimney with Santa on Christmas morning and
He
put out a
won't
fire, I guess. Put out the fire because his occupation is firefighter.
eat the plate of cookies, though. Here, this is what this guy does. He works out his jaw. I don't know how, but his look at his jaw. It's like a cartoonish, handsome superhero jaw. I'm very jealous, but he doesn't have an upper lip. This guy's given such good things to work with, and he just messes it up. This guy just needs to be gay so he can meet someone to give him a haircut and stop waxing his eyebrows, because he's cute. I think he's cute, but I like elves.
Okay. But listen to... Okay, so we go down here to the end. If you could do slash have any job in the world, what would it be and why? Professional Instagrammer? How cool would it be to travel the world going on adventures and helping people solely funded through pictures you post of living your dream life? So basically, that's why he's on The Bachelorette.
So you want to be a real housewife is what you're saying. He's like,
yeah, well,
my goal is to be Kim Zolciak and sell fucking shakes from China on Instagram. Well, congratulations. You're going to achieve that goal in about a week. What's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? Caught a girl's hair on fire once while having sex.
Okay, this guy is not attractive. Okay, so I'm done reading.
Oh my God, I'm in love with Dean. Everyone's gonna be in love with Dean. I want to marry him. I'll do whatever he says. This guy's not wearing Old Navy. This guy is at least in Dillard's. This T-shirt, like, it's nice. Look how cute he is. Will you marry me? I'll even forgive the claw bangs because they don't look over gelled.
Oh, Jesus, but this is not good. He's only 26.
Hot.
He's got his tattoos. He has his mom's initials on his chest.
Ew.
Artwork on his back. Friends' initials on his back. He has a tattoo of the word righteous on his inner lip. Latin on his hip and Triforce on his inner arm.
So this guy's like going to just feel pain and impress people and take off his shirt to show people everywhere that he has tattoos. In other words, this man is a bottom. Send him to my house, preferably with a pizza and a roll of paper towels, and he'll never leave it. Oh my God, hot Cheetos and mint chocolate chip ice cream are his favorite. I'm marrying this guy.
Okay. All right.
I love him. Please win. Please.
Okay. Okay. But wait. Go to the second to last. What does being married mean to you? I think marriage is an institutionalized sham derived from religious beliefs. That said, when I get married, it's a lifelong commitment.
And I'm getting married in the church, goddammit.
I love that that's his attitude coming onto the show. Okay, here we go. Marriage. Here's DeMario.
Will you marry me? Idiot.
I think DeMario's wearing an Old Navy shirt, but he's got maybe some dog tags around his neck. You can't really see. Something's going on. But I'm pretty sure he was on the teaser on the After the Final Rose.
DeMario. I feel like that name is saying in some language that means the Mario, you know? Like, just be Mario. Why do you have to be the Mario? Hi, I'm the Ronnie, you guys. Would you describe yourself? No, I hate that question. This is a terrible question. Would you describe yourself as the party starter, the wingman, or the laid back one? Fuck you with that question. Ask what he wants on his desert island, please.
Listen to what he wants on his dessert. If you were stranded on a dessert island, what would it be made of? Strawberry cheesecake.
Quadruple.
He gets it.
Quadruple exclamation points. Okay. Do you like being the center of attention or being mysterious? I won't lie. I love attention, ellipses. Not like 07 Britney Spears attention or 2011 Sheen. Natural attention, like when Justin and Britt wore those incredible denim outfits. Okay. Why are they putting gay people on the show with her?
Exactly.
Why are you doing this to her? Does it say The Rock anywhere in here? We need to check. We need to always do a word search for The Rock.
You know what? I don't hate this guy. He's going to last a little bit. His favorite actor is Denzel Washington, because from the time I watched Malcolm X, he was incredible. And through the years, he's told some incredible stories through film, and he's an incredible human, husband, father, and mentor. This guy knows how to go on a job interview.
Yeah, agreed. I would marry him. Except I really don't like gay guys. Okay, so this guy next has glasses, so he's like pretend smart. And he's not fooling anybody because you recognize what he's wearing? Everybody together, Old Navy shading. What
Old
the
Navy
fuck?
Shaving.
What is happening? Are only poor people willing to go on this show?
I think so. He's a senior inventory analyst. What's that? That makes
that means...
me think he's like a store detective.
No, that's one of the people who like unpacks boxes in the back of the Ralphs.
Oh boy.
Inventory analyst. Oh, you're right. Maybe he is a loss prevention specialist at Ross. Which, you know, that's a respectable job. They actually do stop a lot of loss prevention, I have to say. Every time I'm in there, they got someone trying to run out of there with $5 sunglasses. Steal better, people. Okay,
oh, my
also,
God. Listen to his first. Oh, my God. Oh. What is a typical Saturday night like for you? Now I'm trying to recover from all the day drinking. It can consist of napping to go back out or just recovering. What?
Nothing says like I'm ready to get married.
What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? A trip to Cancun on spring break where we had a sexual positions contest.
Okay.
This guy is not
his
he's
top
not in, good.
In his top three favorite movies is The Devil Wears Prada.
And Pursuit of Happiness. So
what straight guy?
Is
would
every
say
black
that.
Contestant going to have to put Pursuit of Happiness?
And I have to say, this is so rude because the guy can't help what he was named. But my sister's dog is named Diggy. Diggy? Who names their child Diggy? Who would do that? So this person has daddy issues.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Ronnie. Okay. I forgot that I saw this guy on the Vulture thing too. Okay, you have to go down to tell us a fun story about a one-night stand.
Okay, coming back. Let's see. One-night stand. I spent all day with this girl, and she ended up coming home with me, and we had sex. She then received a text saying her brother was missing, so I played asleep so I didn't have to help. So much for being man's best friend, Diggy. And he also wouldn't go help find the bones. I mean, what kind of Diggy are you?
Oh, my God.
All right.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious. I hope he gets really far before, and then we'll go back and find this.
I hope Rachel just keeps leaving bones places and like see, if he finds him, he'll get a, if he finds the bone, he'll get a rose.
Oh my God, I can't.
So let's see. Oh, the next guy is cute. At this point, I'm pretty sure. They're literally just handing him the same Old Navy V-neck, right? I think to make them
they're
look
like,
the same.
They're like, you want red or blue? Red or blue.
So I'm taking back all of my Old Navy.
Neck.
I'm taking back all my Old Navy judgments.
Shading.
Because, yeah, I think they're making them wear them. So I take it back. But I will never take this one back. You're a 29-year-old personal trainer? No.
Yeah.
You need to go be an accountant, sir. You're too old.
It's like when you used to take jobs and they'd say, do you want an IBM or a Mac? Now it's just, do you want crew neck or V-neck for your Old Navy shading shirt?
Hey, you guys bought so many shirts, you get 30% off your next order, but it's not for a month.
Oh my God. If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? Tony Robbins, because he hosts amazing seminars and impacts the masses. Next.
Okay, you said Tony Robbins and mass. All you care about is muscle. And if you've been listening to a lot of Tony Robbins, you would have more money by now, okay? So stop just wanting to listen to Tony Robbins because he works out. Oh, three favorite movies.
He's a person who probably uses a word like positivity with no irony. If you were stranded on a desert island, what three things would you bring with you and why? And under what? Water? Book of Proverbs, phone, and I could not tolerate negative people. And he's a neat freak. This guy's dangerous.
You're not supposed to say what you wouldn't bring. Stupid.
Oh God, what's your favorite soft drink or juice, green drink.
Oh my
This guy's
God.
way too
And this is,
healthy. Rachel, he
if you
scares
guys
me.
don't believe me that this is just some poor person trying to pretend they're smart because they read As a Man Thinketh, which I don't even believe you, by the way, sir. But this is how you know someone's poor. If you could live in any other time period, what would it be? Before money was involved.
Oh my God, I cannot believe they found so many losers.
I would have
This
killed
is
it in the I
terrible.
would have killed it in the
There's
time period where you could trade a daughter for a house, you know.
She cannot pick any of these guys so far. Okay, now we're up to Fred.
Okay, Fred is
Fred.
a dad. He looks like a dad. He's wearing a sweater, not an
Yeah.
Old Navy shirt. It's
Yeah,
like
but
a he's so handsome. Are his eyes blue? Because I'm falling in love.
he's so nerdy though, and his name's Fred.
And he's an
And he's only
executive.
27. Why is he dressed like that?
He looks like he's 45 and he's an executive assistant. Let's see what else here. If you could be
If you
someone
could be
else.
someone
Oh my
else for
God.
just one day, who would it be and why? Ellen DeGeneres, because she seems to love what she does, and people's days are brightened when they're around her.
Well, I know it's not because she liked pussy, because you most certainly don't.
Oh
Who's your
my God.
favorite? I'm sorry, but who's your favorite artist? Jean-Michel Basquiat. Okay, you saw that movie. Okay, is that the only thing you can think of? I mean, I
Oh my
give you
God.
props for not saying The Rock.
Yeah. Do you like to go out dancing? If yes, what's your preferred type of dancing? Yes, I. Ronnie, this is
What did he
terrible.
say? I'm listening to you. What did it say? Say it again.
Yes, I two-step all night.
Oh, listen to this one. Ever have trouble in the bedroom or been turned on during the wrong time? We want to hear what happened. And he says, yes, there are times that I get aroused at work and I have to go back to my desk to avoid being noticed.
Oh God.
So
Oh God.
now we have somebody who's on Megan's list. I hope they don't shoot anything near a school or a church, or this guy's going to jail.
Oh God, I love it when my date dot 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 and his answer is pays for the meal. And then he says, Meatloaf said he would do anything for love, but he won't do that. What will you not do? And he says, there isn't anything I wouldn't do
Except
except pick
pay.
up the check.
These casting people are dicks. Why would they do this to poor Rachel?
There's this one after another. They're all god awful.
Literally every guy is like, I don't want to get married and I don't want to pay for shit. Okay? And happiness in the rock.
Yeah, and I want a threesome, please. That'll be rom You want to be romantic? Give me a threesome. All right, Grant is 29. He's an emergency medicine physician. He's okay. What was your college experience like?
Why does every cast have a squiggy? It's like, is that something in the casting room that they're like, you guys,
Yeah.
we need a squiggy, okay? There's always like the funny guy is like, and then gets kicked off. But I mean, if you're gonna have an archetype, I like a squiggy. He was always funny.
Here's what he wrote
College.
for what was your most embarrassing moment? Here's another guy who just probably can't get through a job interview. I once had a stomach bug in Peru and had to defecate in a cut open 2-liter Coke bottle in the back of a tour bus. You don't have to. This isn't a deposition. You don't have to say that. You can come up with something else.
That time when I just made so much money that my family was jealous. Like, come on. That time that I just couldn't stop reading Tolstoy and I was late for a bus or something. Well, don't say bus, but something. If you could be someone else just for a day, who would it be and why? The President of the United States. I like being in charge of making big decisions. Well, speaking of, The Rock is talking about running for president, right? It's been all over the news.
Oh, yes,
So there you
yes.
go.
Oh my God. What are your favorite magazines? Just one answer, Playboy.
What kind of music do you
I
listen to?
can't.
Anything I can dance to. Ice Ice Baby is one of my favorite songs because I used to sing it at bar mitzvahs.
What the ever loving. If you could live in any other time period, what would it be? The future. No need to dwell on past issues or time periods. Okay, I'm
No,
done with this guy.
it's better to think about the future. You fucking idiot.
I
Okay,
don't like to
next we
dwell.
have Iggy, who
Oh,
is a
God.
semi cross-eyed guy with another side pompadour.
Yep. This is
Okay.
terrible. Consulting firm CEO. He's 30.
But what do you consult? He's like talking to the people on how to like properly ice a Cinnabon. I need a more complete answer, sir. What are
Oh, my
your
God.
three
He wrote.
best? What are your three best attributes? Passionate, loyal, and witty. What are your three worst attributes? Passionate, loyal, and witty.
It's like you got to disguise it a little bit. God darn it. Darn it.
This whole
They're not
podcast.
getting it.
This
I got to
whole
give a
podcast.
class on job interviews.
This whole
You don't
podcast is
say
me
these.
just laughing like the devil.
You have to disguise it to sound like you're being self-deprecating, you loser. If you were stranded on a desert island, what would it be made of? Banana float. Get it? That's what he wrote. Oh my God. What are your top three favorite movies? Slackers, Friday Night Lights, Grandma's Boy.
This
No,
every answer
no.
this guy is telling who he is so fucking well. Listen to this. If you could be someone else for one day, who would it be? Usain Bolt. So now to convince a girl that you're not afraid of commitment, you want to be a runner? Come on. Concentrate, Iggy. He does make an effort though, Steph, because it says, "What are your favorite magazines?" And he says, "Harvard Business Review." I'm sure.
Yep.
But thanks for trying.
But listen, have you been turned on at the wrong time? I once got a boner during a board meeting. I had to present sitting down. Then the very next question is, I hate it when my date is dumb. Okay, you're dumb. You're dumb,
Well,
sir.
as long as she's witty. Okay, so let's go to
Jack
Jack
Stone.
Stone. Jack Stone.
Stone.
Oh my
Oh
good.
God. Look
Look
at his
at
look.
Jack. Oh, Jack. He's dripping douche.
Oh
Dripping,
God.
dripping.
I
I
think I just
hate
caught
him.
douche. He's an
Oh.
attorney.
Ew. He's like an attorney from the back of a bus. I don't like him. What are your three worst?
Yep.
Hard on myself, anxious, and competitive. Good answer. What do you admire in the world? Admired my mom while battling cancer. Oh my God, this guy knows how to get pussy. What's the most
Yep.
outrageous thing you've ever done? Skydived in the Swiss Alps. Oh my God, I hate that he's so good at this. Oh, I hate that
Really
he's
is.
so good at
Really is.
this. What's your favorite book? Catch 22. Because of the use of narrative or the narrative style and the use of real historical events. I'm also interested in World War II history. Okay, so he's a Jew hater. But still, this guy's answering pretty well.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I want
What
to
do you
take
like
my
to do in your
dog.
hometown?
Oh,
Work out, take my dog.
take my dogs on walks.
Is also a serial killer.
Yes, this guy walks around town with one of those big blue IKEA bags that never breaks, and he just collects pussy and just puts it in there until he gets every pussy in town, 'cause this guy knows how to answer. Damn it.
What's the best date you've ever been on in your hometown and why? The 48-hour date where we just didn't want to leave each other. It was very easy to be with each other. Oh my God, this guy, this
Before I got her
guy.
pregnant, refused to pay for an abortion and changed my cell phone number. Listen, we all know what these answers really mean, okay?
Okay, so that guy's gonna make it far, and we hate him. Jamie, we have to remember who that guy was. Jack.
Oh, I'll never
Jack the
forget, 'cause he's
douche.
like, "Ugh, Jack. I like dogs and
Yep.
my mom and cancer's bad and I like reading important things, guys." Ugh.
Okay, Jamie is 32.
He's got a
He
wandering eye, which I
slick
like.
back hair. Yep, he's a sales account executive. Who knows what that means? He's 5'9". Who do you admire most in the world? Elon Musk, different thinker, innovator.
Yeah, good answer.
Okay,
Look,
this guy's got good answers.
this guy is cute, but he's very badly styled, and he's got a wandering eye, And the only reason I'm pointing that out is not to be mean. It makes him attainable. Also, he's short, and that's a thing that guys are really paranoid about. I love him. I love this guy. Like, I'm looking at his face right now, and I feel like he's being sincere, but he's also looking at the Empire State Building behind me, you know?
Okay, but he wrote, "What is your most embarrassing moment? Getting caught masturbating." Again, you're not under oath. Like, well, I don't understand why you would just write that down.
In a public park.
Oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm trying to not make plans in life.
Okay. You started well. You started well, man. What are you doing? What are
happened.
You doing?
Oh, my God, Ronnie. What does your ideal mate look like? A model. Ronnie.
Describe your best friend of the opposite sex. I do not have female friends. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
I take
We're
it
done.
All back. This guy is a horrible human
God.
Being, and I hope he burns in a brush fire. Like, this guy's terrible.
He's terrible. He's horrible.
Oh, no. Look, the next guy also has inverted teeth. Okay.
Oh,
this season Jedediah. Is all going to be about dentistry.
Jedediah. Okay. He's an ER physician. Oh, God. Jedediah is got to be some kind of Mormon or serious hardcore Christian. Tattoos. Oh, God. Cross on wrist. Proverbs 3:5 across his back.
And a wolf
really
on the left shoulder. Okay, so you're a Christian and a lesbian.
And obsessed with wolves.
That's the lesbian
part. Do you have any pets? And if so, what kind? Not currently. All former dogs were over half wolf. Oh, God. What's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Stripped once in high school for a friend's big sister's birthday. $50 was a lot at the time.
Oh, my God. So this guy is old, too. But he does have a job, and he fixes dead people. And Proverbs 3:5, for those of you wondering, is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In other words, I don't like to read, okay? Jesus will tell me everything. And the reason, by the way, I have to say, the reason I said the wolf is lesbian is because my lesbian aunt has velvet paintings of, like, you know, Native American ladies with wolves howling at the moon. So lesbians, don't be offended. Let's see.
Okay.
What's the most outrageous thing? What's your greatest achievement? He built a log home for his parents in Montana. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy, but he's like, I think he's like a hardcore Christian. And his name, I can't get past the name Jedediah.
Yeah, I think he's like the old nice semi-homely one. I'll bet he plays guitar. What makes you the happiest? What makes you mad? Happy, new socks, nice hotel rooms, good pens, in-room coffee. Mad, wasting time when kids get hurt. Okay, you know what? You're too nice and too homely for this show. Please take your hair gel on the way out, Jebediah. Oh, wait, it's not
okay,
Jebediah. It's Jedediah. Never
Jedediah,
heard that one
yeah.
before. Okay.
Okay, we have time for one more.
Okay.
And then I think we might have to go over the rest of the guys either on our
we'll just
first
do it on
reel
our next.
Recap. Okay, or the next bonus, but we have to do Jonathan because you have to see his occupation.
Tickle monster. What the hell? This guy's creepy.
Yes.
Side claw bangs.
Side claw bangs. Look at how he's looking at the camera. He's just like, I dare you to look in the basement at all the bodies I buried.
Yeah, if there was a noise
I
to
dare
his
you.
Smile, it would sound like this.
Oh, God.
What's your favorite flower? Now a single rose. Who are your top three favorite groups? Elvis Presley, Britney Spears, and Florida. I can't tell if he's kidding with some of these answers. Tell us about when you lost your virginity with my ex-wife. Pretty uneventful. I love it when my date acts themselves, doesn't try different, act different to impress me. I ensure both of us are satisfied, pretty open to most things, usually last a long time in a good way. Oh, my God. You know, it's nice to know that it's not just me who's meeting shitty men. It just happens to be the time where there's a lot of shitty men out there. So you know what, everybody? Go forth with your day. And remember, the human race is terrible and there's no hope. Thanks for listening.
We got through like 19 of them.
That's pretty good. Yeah, we'll get through the rest of them in our next episode, which will be next week. We are so excited to be back, you guys. Steph, I love talking to you again.
I love talking to you.
It'll be a fun week. We'll have another casting episode, and then we'll have the main. If you guys want our bonus episodes, which are basically me and Stephanie just talking about regular life things, go over to patreon.com/RosePricks, or just go to Patreon and search for Rose Pricks Podcast, and you can sign up at whatever level you want to. But we do bonuses every week, and we have a really good time over there. So go do it.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you guys. We will talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.